Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with my buddy Will Summer of the False Flag Newsletter. It's just a duo. Sam's at a children's swim meet or something. Can you believe that Sam is prioritizing his children's well-being over you, The Bulwark YouTube viewers? I'd be upset about that. Will, we had to do this without Sam, though. We just had to. When I heard about the arrest on the mall and what had happened at the Great American State Fair, I was like, I cannot wait for Sam. I must do this with just Will. And so I want to bring this to the people. So to start, I guess I want to start here. This came to your attention and maybe to people's attention that there was an arrest at the Great American State Fair. And it was of a MAGA American, an upstanding MAGA American named Manny. And Manny dresses like Uncle Sam, apparently. And he got detained. And MAGA influencers and commentariat were unhappy. Talk about like what the vibe was like related to
that. Yeah, so you know, I noticed this last night. I mean, admittedly, this guy is named Manny. His real name is John Rocktel, but basically he's like a very marginal, you know, MAGA streamer who kind of bounces around DC. One of his big pictures is him and the Antifa are glowering at him and he's like, I'm speaking the truth. And he dresses like Uncle Sam. And so last night people were saying, you know, there has to have been some mistake. Manny was arrested by the park police at the Great American State Fair. You know, this is a
mistake. They must have mixed him up with justice. The Antifa that was screwing up the reflecting pool or something.
They're always pursuing him. And I was curious. I assumed it was like, I don't know, he was mouthing off or something. Do we have the Free Manny photo? Can we throw that up? Yeah, so it says Free Manny, false report, unfair arrest, wrongful detention. And it's a setup, not guilty. So I was eager to see why he was arrested, which would be revealed today. And it turns out Manny has been accused of masturbating in front of acrobats who were performing at the fair.
Masturbating Manny.
Yes.
He was tugging the old chain.
Yeah, you know? I was talking about this with producer Choking the Bishop. Yeah, Cranking the Hog, all kinds of things.
Yeah, you know, paddling the sea, it depends on what it is down there. That's interesting. So it's a weekend content. It's a duo. Paint a picture for me. So Manny is in a Uncle Sam outfit.
Yeah, he's in like Uncle Sam outfit, I think, with overalls. And he has shades that have the American flag on them. And he's walking around. And I will say, I went to the American State Fair today. And I will say, there's not a lot of other stuff to do, you know, so you know, maybe I might make that argument. So one of the performances is there's this thing called like Cirque. And so it's like, you know, circus performers. And so they have jugglers, they have acrobats, what have you. And so I watched Manny's stream and he's sitting there watching, you know, the women in leotards and they're hula hooping and they're all doing all kinds of stuff. And the commenters are like, well, like, whoa, look at that one. Or like, Manny loves a beautiful woman. And now, according to the police, what we aren't seeing on the stream is, you know, some self-gratification. And then a man is, you know, a group of men troop out to do their acrobatics. And he goes, who cares? You know, and gets up and leaves.
Okay. So female acrobats, he's watching and he's just having a wank there on the National Mall. Now, I haven't worn overalls in a minute. My daughter does sometimes when I put them on. And so I'm trying to think about the mechanics of this. You would have to unbutton a strap of the overall, I would think, at least one, in order to kind of get to little Manny. Right.
Well, I mean, so, you know, it's interesting. Maybe he was supposedly doing it through the pockets. And so, you know, overalls, I guess, have pockets. But he was doing it in an obvious enough way that like four people complained about it.
So it wasn't out. So it was kind of the thing where you're sort of rubbing it through the pants. Okay. Rubbing it through the pants and doing it in, wow, a pretty dramatic fashion then if four people saw it. And I was picturing Uncle Sam. What was the Seinfeld line? It out. When Elaine, she was like, Jerry's like, and what happened? She's like, he took it out. He's like, she said, what? It out. So it wasn't out. It was in.
It was more subtle than that, but apparently not that subtle. And the other challenge is, it's important to keep in mind, there's basically no people at this thing in terms of the audience. And so it's probably an audience of like three or four people watching this. So it's not like he was blending in with the crowd. And of course, he's dressed like Uncle Sam.
Witness 3 was approached by a female member of the acrobat team who had noticed an older white male that was making her and other female performers uncomfortable. They informed me that they noticed him making lewd gestures in his pants while they were performing. Ah, he was also, this is an interesting little fact from the police report here. Also, he was vaping and filming.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Yes. This dude is like, he's like got octopus arms. He's like, he's got a vape in his mouth. He's got his camera. He's having a wank. Like,
camera in the mouth. I don't know what he's doing.
Wow. So that is quite the scene.
So he watches the acrobats and then he kind of moves to like a different segment. And the fair is kind of broken up by these sponsor things that are run by like Truth Social or what have you. And so it seems as though he maybe thought he could like kind of just move to a different segment and no one would see him anymore. And he cuts the stream for a while and then he comes back on and then a cop comes up to him and he says, why don't you step over here? And can we play the video of Manny's final moments on the stream?
Oh, please.
Oh, we got one cop. How bad could it be? Oh,
boy.
And you know, I think there's just a lot of law enforcement and National Guard hanging out, and you know, they would love to catch a sicko. Ooh, and that's when he cut the stream.
Well, if you just want to have a little private time, and you're in the Washington, D.C. area, I'd recommend staying away from the Great American State Fair. Better places for it than that. I guess the good news is that nobody's going to his fair, you know, so fewer people had to be witnesses to such a grotesque scene as a masturbating Uncle Sam. Wanted to just hit two other things with you really quick while we had the duo. We did, I believe it was the last trio video, we were discussing Students for Trump co-founder, MAGA influencer Ryan Fournier. For people who missed that, the long and short of that story was him and his friend were running afoul of the Secret Service because his friend had a Secret Service badge that he's pretending to be this Students for Trump founder's protectorate. And they were, you know, going to strip clubs and causing a lot of ruckus, coming out of the investigation of that. It does seem like Mr. Fournier is going to have to spend a little time in the clink. Why don't you give us a brief update on what's happening there?
Yeah, so he got arrested again.
Oh, so this is unrelated.
This is a new one. This is a new arrest.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was related to the prior investigation about the Secret Service.
Ultimately, it might be. But basically, he was in his luxury apartment and the FBI and the D.C. police came. And now we find out that they're investigating a search warrant related to a firearms investigation that was launched a few days earlier. So a few days after our article ran. And basically, it seemed, I don't know if there was an incident with a gun or he was waving one around. I had heard he had a replica Desert Eagle, so a pretty big gun. And basically, he didn't answer the door. So they kicked his door in and they arrested him. He was there. And during the search, where they came up with replica AR-15 another gun and a Desert Eagle that supposedly look identical to those guns, which is maybe why someone reported them for having those guns. They also found a baggie of coke.